afternoon, everybody. My name is Rashida Hassan. I'm an epidemiologist on the outbreak response team at CDC. So I'm going to talk to you about a multi-state outbreak that occurred in summer of 2015. So you guys have heard a little bit about Salmonella already today, so I'll go ahead and skip that one. But PulseNet USA is the Enteric Disease Surveillance and Outbreak Detection System at CDC, and it is made up of a network of 85 local and state public health laboratories that use a subtyping technique known as pulsed field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE, which you've already heard a little bit about today, to produce a banding pattern that is analogous to a DNA fingerprint. Isolates with an indistinguishable PFGE pattern are more likely to share a common source. Whole genome sequencing, or WGS, is being used more commonly in foodborne outbreak investigations since it can provide increased resolution compared to PFGE. Where PFGE only gives you information at a cut site via these banding patterns, WGS can give you information at every position in the genome. So we'll talk about that a little bit more as I go through the investigation. In April of 2015, PulseNet identified a cluster of 11 Salmonella paratype B tartrate-positive infections from four states with an indistinguishable PFGE pattern. This PFGE pattern had never been seen before in the United States, indicating that illnesses were more likely to originate from a common source. This serotype had been previously associated with some outbreaks. Some were linked to raw tuna consumption and turtle contact. Investigators interviewed ill people with state-specific questionnaires, and early in the investigation, many ill people were residents of or reported travel to the Southwest United States, mostly to California. And many ill people in California have been reporting eating seafood and eating at Asian-style restaurants. Based on this information, California developed a more detailed hypothesis-generating questionnaire. And by April 20th, 92% of ill people interviewed were reporting eating sushi in the week prior to illness onset. This was significantly higher than expected compared to 5% of healthy people who reported eating sushi, sashimi, or ceviche made with raw fish or shellfish in the week before interview in the 2006-2007 FoodNet Population Survey, which summarizes foods eaten by healthy people. A focus questionnaire was developed to gather more detailed information on these sushi exposures. By the end of June, 95% of ill people interviewed reported consuming sushi. However, many ill people had eaten multiple types of sushi rolls with several common ingredients, and many people had difficulty remembering what specific sushi items they had eaten. Of the ill people with information, 97% ate a sushi roll containing raw tuna, and 86% specifically reported consuming sushi containing raw spicy tuna, which is small diced or ground tuna that's mixed with a spicy sauce. 72% ate raw salmon, and 43% ate raw yellowtail. An illness subcluster is when two or more people eat at the same restaurant, attend a common event, or shop at the same grocery store in the week before becoming ill, which suggests that the contaminated food item was served or sold there. In this investigation, we identified five illness subclusters, where 2 to 6 ill people ate at common restaurants in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Raw spicy tuna was identified as the only common seafood ingredient among ill people across these five subclusters. In May 2015, Arizona investigators collected 10 unopened samples of frozen raw tuna from a restaurant identified from a consumer complaint and their corresponding distribution center. Two of these samples yielded salmonella, but unfortunately none matched the outbreak strain. One sample yielded a novel strain of Salmonella Newport, and the other yielded a very rare strain of Salmonella Weltevreden. No recent human infections matching either of these strains was identified by PulseNet. Investigators collected additional samples of frozen raw tuna, but at this point all were negative for Salmonella. Investigators identified that points of service used frozen, ground, minced, or chunk yellowfin tuna to make the spicy sushi rolls that were reported by ill people. FDA conducted a traceback investigation to identify a source for the tuna, and at this stage, traceback from 6 of these 7 points of service associated with illnesses in 3 states identified importer B as a common source of frozen raw tuna. But importer B received tuna from 3 Indonesian processors during the outbreak timeframe. So at this point in the investigation, our leading hypothesis was frozen raw tuna, but we were unable to identify the source of this tuna. The outbreak strain had not been isolated from any product samples to date, and we were unable to identify a common lot or processor for the tuna that was reported by the ill people. Additionally, case reports had slowed down by early June, so we wondered, was the outbreak over? But then, from June to July, Paulson identified 6 additional cases, matching the outbreak strain from Michigan and Minnesota, which were both new states to the outbreak. 5 of these 6 ill people ate sushi, and all 5 reported eating raw tuna. In July 2015, Minnesota collected 15 intact samples of frozen raw tuna from the same lot that was served to one of their case patients that reported eating raw spicy tuna. 10 of these samples yielded salmonella, 9 yielded the outbreak strain of salmonella paratyphi B, and 1 yielded salmonella walterbrodden with 2 PFG patterns identified. 1 was new to the PulseNet database, and 1 was very rare, with 1 clinical match from Arizona in March of 2015. More to come on this person in a moment. FDA included one of these Minnesota exposures in their traceback investigation, and in total, 7 of the 8 points of service associated with illnesses now in 4 states identified importer B as the common source of frozen raw tuna. These samples of tuna yielding the outbreak strain collected by Minnesota were also supplied by importer B and was sourced from one of the 3 Indonesian processors, processor D. As a result of the investigation, importer B issued 3 voluntary recalls of tuna imported from processor D in Indonesia. States, CDC, and FDA advised restaurants and retailers not to sell or serve recalled tuna products. And in July of 2015, FDA's Division of Import Operations added processor D to an import alert, which allows FDA to hold product coming into the country until the importing firm provides evidence that the product is free from salmonella. So if you'll remember that one ill person I mentioned just a moment ago from Arizona that was infected with the same strain of salmonella walterbrodden that was isolated from the tuna sample collected in Minnesota, this person did eat raw spicy tuna sushi at a restaurant in California that received tuna from importer B supplied from processor D in Indonesia. Additionally, during the course of the investigation, Wisconsin reported to CDC that they had investigated a local sushi outbreak in March of 2015. This outbreak consisted of 3 infections of salmonella walterbrodden with a very rare PFG pattern, which was different from the one I just mentioned. All 3 of these ill people reported consuming sushi from the same local grocery store, and all 3 reported eating or possibly eating sushi containing raw tuna. FDA conducted a traceback investigation for this local outbreak and found that the store also received tuna from importer B supplied by processor D in Indonesia. This is a phylogenetic tree based on high-quality single nucleotide polymorphism, or HQ-SNP data, for selected outbreaks, isolates in this outbreak. Isolates that have few SNP differences are more likely to be genetically related and related to a common source. The tuna isolate collected in Minnesota and the clinical isolate from Arizona that I mentioned just a moment ago were highly related to each other by WGS analysis, differing by 0 SNPs. Additionally, the 3 salmonella walterbrodden clinical isolates from Wisconsin were highly related to each other, differing by 1 SNP. And 15 clinical and tuna salmonella paratyphi B isolates, representing 2 variant PFG patterns, were also highly related to each other. These isolates differed from 0 to 4 SNPs. So after all of this, our final case definition was an infection with one of the 4 PFG patterns identified of Salmonella paratyphi B or Salmonella walterbrodden occurring from March 1st through July 31st, 2015. In total, we identified 69 cases that matched the case definition. This is a map of our 69 confirmed cases. They were residents of 11 states, and the highest number of cases were reported from California. Illness onset dates for the 69 ill people identified ranged from March 1st through July 20th, 2015. The median age of ill people in the outbreak was 31 years, with a range of less than 1 to 83 years, and 53% of ill people were male. 18% were hospitalized, and no deaths were reported in this outbreak. In conclusion, epidemiologic traceback and laboratory evidence implicated frozen raw tuna from Indonesia as the source of this outbreak. Due to the long shelf life of the product, product actions likely prevented additional illnesses. This is the 4th multi-state outbreak of salmonella linked to frozen raw tuna reported since 2007 and highlights the risk of foodborne illness associated with raw seafood consumption, especially as sushi consumption is becoming increasingly popular in the United States. I would like to thank everybody who worked really hard on this investigation, from our local and state health departments to CDC and FDA. Thank you.